Shmuel Beis Parachof Aleph Pasuk Hey. So David HaMelech just said to the Givonim, just tell me what will pacify you from your anger over what happened at Nov, and I will give it to you. Blank check from Bill Gates. Vayomeru El HaMelech. And so the Givonim, who harbored rage and anger and vengeance in their hearts, said to the king, Ha'ish Asher Kilonu, the man who destroyed us, the man who annihilated us, that's what we want. Va'asher dima lanu, and who plotted against us. Rashi says, Asher Omar Belibo Shenishmedenu al Yodo, that he said in his heart that he wanted to have us all killed. So they're not believing that they were just an accessory to the people of Nov who were massacred. They believe that Shaul wanted to kill them specifically. And it may be so, but they would have to know what was in his heart, and it's hard to believe that the Givonim had that knowledge. Nishmadnu may his yatzeh b'chol gvul Yisrael. And he prevented us from settling within any of the borders of Yisrael. Now, it's hard to say exactly when it was that Shaul thought that they couldn't live among the Jews. So some, like Rashi, say Nishmadnu as the idea of Lahashmidenu, of trying to destroy us. But you can see that they're very, very angry. And they want to get their vengeance on a man who is long dead. How are they going to do that? Pasuk Vav. Yuntan, very interesting word. Yutan is how it's read, but it's spelled with a nun. Yutan lanu shiva anoshim mibonav. Let seven men of his sons be handed over to us. Yutan, be given to us. V'hoka'anum lahashem. And we will hang them up before God. B'givas Shaul b'chir Hashem. In the Giva of Shaul, in the town Givas Shaul, the valley of Shaul, the chosen one of God. That is very rough. And B'chir Hashem, Rashi says, is not something that they said. Because then that would have been absolutely an attempt to be chutzpahdik to God. Rather, B'chir Hashem was a baskol that came out and said, Shaul is the chosen one of God. Don't forget. But that's who we want handed over to us. The seven living sons, or the seven descendants who come from the sons, be handed over to us to avenge the blood of the Givonim who were killed. Who were killed? Say many of the Meforshim, a grand total of seven Givonim. Two woodcutters, two water carriers, a singer, a scribe, and a servant. Seven in exchange for seven. Mida keneged mida. One for one. Vayemar ha-melech ani etein. And in an astonishing degree of keeping his word, David said, I will hand over. So how could David do this? Seven descendants of Shaul, who themselves had done nothing wrong, are going to be killed an eye for an eye? Even in our Torah where it says an eye for an eye, it doesn't mean literally. It means compensation. But David agreed. And the Chazal say this was a hora'as sha'a, an extraordinary circumstance, a special psak, a special ruling for a specific incident. Because of what had happened, there had to be a public Kiddush Hashem. People of all nations are going to pass by the seven bodies that are left out, hanging out in the elements, and ask who they were and what they were doing there. And they would be told they were members of the royal family. And because they unjustly were guilty of harm to lowly, menial labor converts, they were still punished. And the response, say Chazal, of people going by, is they will say, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. There's no people, no nation like the Jewish people that would do such a thing and take the high and punish them on behalf of the low. Some say that David actually asked them to volunteer. They were going to sacrifice themselves to save Klal Yisrael from the famine. So it is very interesting that David is willing to go along with something counterintuitive. We've seen this before. We were talking recently about one on behalf of the many is something that there's real halachic ramifications for. And here, because of Shaul's actions, the Givonim are going to take their vengeance. Some point out that because the Givonim carried water that was for the Mizbeach, the punishment for killing them was a cessation, an ending of water, of the rains that caused the onset of famine. So it was very Midah Keneged Midah. Shaul had abrogated the treaty made by Yehoshua and the Klal Yisrael at that time to the Givonim. So although the Givonim are definitely at fault the way that some see it, Shaul was even more at fault. And David was willing to do the hardest thing perhaps in his kingship to rectify an evil that he had never done. But he's doing so in a way that's going to cause him personal anguish to hand over these seven people who were from the family of Shaul. And we know that David had great respect for Shaul, and that David had so much so that he went and collected Shaul's remains and Yehonasan's remains and brought them back to Yavesh Gilad. Or I'm sorry, he had them brought back after the Plishtim and then moved them from Yavesh Gilad and gathered them and brought them back across the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael to be interred properly. And he brought them to bury Shaul in his Nachalah in Binyamin. And now live descendants of Shaul are going to be punished because of Shaul's terrible actions. And so they're going to be martyred, and we'll see what happens to them.